USA News, I'm John Schaefer. There's no end in sight for the heat wave that continues to bake parts of the country.
The National Weather Service says a heat dome is continuing to intensify this weekend as more than 90 million people are under heat alerts as the dome expands to places like California, which is now experiencing its first extreme heat wave of the year. The National Weather Service saying 100 heat records could fall today. USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Today, more details are expected to be disclosed regarding the events that resulted in the shooting of three police officers in Fargo, North Dakota on Friday afternoon. One officer was killed. The remaining two officers are currently in critical condition. The individual responsible for the shooting has also been killed. Witnesses recount hearing over 40 shots believed to have been fired from an assault-style weapon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is said to be in good condition after being rushed to a hospital Saturday. Netanyahu's office says he's being treated at a hospital near Tel Aviv, but did not provide any other details. An Israeli news outlet is reporting that the Prime Minister had fainted, but he was fully conscious at the hospital. A white Republican congressman from Arizona said he misspoke after using the phrase colored people during a heated debate on the House floor. The phrase was used by Eli Crane this week during debate with Democrat Joyce Beatty of Ohio, who is a black woman.
My amendment has nothing to do with whether or not colored people or black people or anybody can serve, okay?
Beatty immediately called the phrase offensive and inappropriate. Crane says while talking about prohibiting discrimination in the military, he simply misspoke. And the first unseeded player in 60 years to reach the women's final at Wimbledon is this year's Wimbledon champion. Marketa Vondrousova posted a 6-4, 6-4 win over number 6 seed Anj Jabeur. The 24-year-old Czech entered the tournament ranked 42nd in the world and is the lowest ranked Wimbledon champion. This is USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
We're getting a look at new data showing the number of people utilizing the new National Suicide Prevention Hotline.
Sunday marks 1 year since the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline became the three-digit phone number 988. In that year, federal officials say around 5 million calls, chats, and texts have been fielded. That's up 35% from what the Lifeline typically experienced with its old 10-digit number. The easy-to-remember Lifeline was created to help people dealing with issues like depression, substance abuse, and suicide get immediate help and be guided to additional resources. The Biden administration has invested nearly $1 billion in launching 988. I'm Brad Siegel.
Both the Actors Union and the Writers Guild of America are simultaneously on strike, marking the first time in over six decades both have hit the picket lines at the same time. Actors are banned from attending premieres, conducting interviews for completed projects, participating in award shows, film festivals, conventions, and even promoting work on social media. Demands of striking members include higher wages, improved working conditions, better benefits, and the implementation of safeguards for the use of AI in future film and TV productions. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is stepping down as head of the Rainbow Push Coalition. The civil rights leader expected to announce his successor Sunday. Jackson was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2017. No one matched all six numbers in last night's Mega Millions drawing, so the jackpot continues to grow. Tuesday's jackpot in the multi-state lottery game will be worth $640 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
When you can find everything you need at prices you can afford, that's totally Target. It's that feeling when quality Good & Gather ingredients on the barbecue bring family around the table. Or when favorite day after practice snacks let you celebrate the whole team for less. It's when saving more on Up & Up sunscreen means more fun in the sun. And when Target Circle Rewards program gives you more perks on what you buy most and is always free to join, that's totally Target.